my name is Bill Blomquist, and welcome back to Prophetic Song. In this short podcast, we'll be looking at the summary of the typologies of the ministry stations found in the Tabernacle of Moses. Here's the deal. The Lord sings to us from heaven, from His throne room in heaven. In heaven, there's a glass mingled, like a sea of glass mingled with fire. There's a throne. There's a lampstand with seven burning lamps in it. And Moses built sort of a miniature throne room, if you will, which we know as the Tabernacle of Moses. It's his earthly temple, his first one. Before we became the temple, of course. However, the typologies and the things that are found in the Tabernacle of Moses are still consistent with the Lord singing over us today. God is singing to us from heaven, symbolized from the throne room in the Holy of Holies. And He highlights His character through every prophetic song. In many prophetic songs, He will remind us of His promises, or we will just bask in thanksgiving of the things that He's done. His songs reverberate through the veils, and they highlight the many symbols and mysteries that are found in the meanings of the temple that we have down here. What I'm saying is that we can find major themes, maybe everything He would have to say to us, is already hidden for the person to bring up into the public view in each of these ministry stations. The stations of the ministry, we're talking about the altar of sacrifice. Remember the outer court, the altar of sacrifice, the brazen laver, the inner court, the golden lampstand, the table of showbread, and the altar of incense. And then in the most holy place, or the Holy of Holies, the Ark of the Covenant, and the Mercy Seat. These stations become sort of the audio soundtrack for us in our way to the Promised Land. You know, He's always encouraging us through His character, through one of these. I mean, each one of these ministry stations, I suppose, you could look as if they were instruments. You know, there are different ways of expressing the heart of God. It's very important because as we understand the progression of the temple, it provides a deep spring where prophetic music and songs can emerge. Very interesting. And so my prayer for you is that you could consider where you would be in this model, you know, where you are, and then maybe ask God where your congregation is, and then sing into them. You know, God may have your congregation in a season of evangelism right now. And so why wouldn't songs from the altar of sacrifice be surfacing? You know, or He may be bringing your people into a season of intercession and prayer. You know, maybe like you're going into the season of Lent and you have prayer meetings, you know, once a week or something. Well, you know, it'd be very appropriate to put our spiritual ears on and listen to the songs that would be sung out of the beauty and the typologies of the altar of incense. So there you go. And there we go. This is our first big piece of prophetic song. In our next podcast, we'll be looking at the praxis of prophetic praise and worship and talk about the priority of God's song, and maybe to your point, some qualities of prophetic song leaders. So I hope you can join me, and God bless you.
He flew across the skies.